KNOM Profiles.
Every night this weekend, 4 to 5 volunteers will gather at 11:30 p.m. in the Visitor Center in Nome. They will grab an orange reflective vest, a walkie-talkie, and a flashlight. Then they will pair up and hit the late-night streets to offer assistance to those visiting town to spend their permanent fund dividend checks. These volunteers are the Safety Patrol, a group that has been watching the streets of Nome during its busiest times of the year since 2004. Quirk Wellness and the Regional Wellness Forum teamed up in 2004 to start the Safety Patrol as a preventative measure to fight disappearances in Nome. Berta Wilson, the chair of the Regional Wellness Forum and a longtime Safety Patrol volunteer, explains,
"There was a group of us that didn't want this to be happening, that it was not right to have people come in and go missing, never to be found. These are, our loved ones. These are someone's brothers, sisters, fathers, aunts, uncles. These are our fellow human beings."
Quirk and Regional Wellness Forum members wanted to do something to help keep community members and visitors safe.
We had a meeting, and one of the organizers, Helen Putagulik, we were trying to decide, well, what can we do? And so she said, well, why don't we do a safety patrol, or that we should walk the walk instead of just talking the talk.
In the 8 years since then, Safety Patrol has grown greatly. Wilson believes that overall the community is more safe.
I think that there's more of a recognition of being safe and of taking care of yourself or taking care of others, in your group. And I shouldn't say this, but it seemed like our patrols are getting quieter. But since we've been patrolling, I guess it would be the 8th year, I believe that we have made a difference in, out there to, let people know that that there's a large group of volunteers from all walks of life, that care.
Nome Police Sergeant Preston Stott says the Safety Patrol provides valuable assistance.
The Safety Patrol helps us out a great deal. This is another set of eyes and ears in the community. Yeah, we try to work and assist them the best we can. At peak times of the year, Iditarod and PFD time, and they work with a lot of our chronic inebriates in town, and work during the nighttime patrolling up and down Front Street in the areas along the seawall and pretty much throughout the community.
The group is organized by Quirk Wellness and the Regional Wellness Forum, but it is comprised entirely of volunteers. April Pitt, the wellness coordinator at Quirk, helps organize the Safety Patrol. She says volunteers are trained to look out for people who need assistance.
We are just eyes and ears on the street, so as we're patrolling and walking, we keep an eye out for things that might look dangerous. If someone's passed out, we never try to help them up. We, we can say, hey, are you doing okay? We don't try to get physically involved anyway, but if there's no response, we'll definitely call the police because we want to make sure that someone checks up with that person.
Pitt adds that occasionally volunteers have to call police to break up fights or get an EMT on the scene. But Pitt says the Safety Patrol usually helps keep visitors safe by doing very simple things.
Sometimes we're calling cabs. Sometimes we're standing with someone waiting for a friend. Sometimes we're just kind of saying, hey, how you doing? And someone says, oh, whoa, fine. And they'll hop back up and go on their way. So just eyes and ears and always keeping ourselves safe at the same time.
The Safety Patrol breaks up each night into two shifts, an 11:30 to 1:30 a.m. shift and a 1:30 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. shift. Pitt says Safety Patrol relies on volunteers' dedication.
The community has really pulled together and volunteered their time to go out, from 10:30 at night until sometimes 5:30 in the morning to patrol the streets and just keep an eye out and really be that caring group of people. It's pretty amazing to see how many people come in and volunteer. And during other patrols, like during Iditarod, we have people from out of town coming in, people that don't live here come in and want to help patrol. And it's really nice to see people coming in to enjoy the festivities of Iditarod and then also wanting to pitch in and be a part of the community in that way.
Safety Patrol walks the street for a total of 240 volunteer hours per year. Pitt says people are generally thankful for the help.
a lot of times walking up and down the street, safety patrollers will hear, "Hey, thanks a lot, safety patrol, woohoo!" We get cheers and stuff, which is always kind of funny. It makes you laugh a little bit. And it also makes you feel good because you are volunteering your time, and people are genuinely happy to see us when we're out there patrolling.
To volunteer, you can contact April Pitt at 433-4364 or apitt@cowarick.org. And if you're visiting Nome this weekend, Sergeant Stott says there are various things you can do to stay safe.
Not to travel with large amounts of cash, especially into the liquor establishments if they're going to be enjoying beverages and be in that state of mind. Of course, that if there is any need for any of the services provided from after hours for AST or the Nome Police Department, to call into the dispatch center at 443-5262, and we can get someone dispatched over there right away.
Again, the police dispatch number is 442-4362. For KNOME Profiles, I'm Eva DeLapp.
Profiles is a production of KNOM, News and Public Affairs.